It's time now for Date Night. We are joined in the studio, as always on Friday morning, by my very own husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
And we recommend date night activities for people looking for romantic outings in the Chapel Hill Carrboro and greater Chapel Hill Carrboro community.
I would like you to explain the difference to me between all three of those options.
Well, those are two options. The Chapel Hill Carrboro community.
Okay, yeah.
And then the greater Chapel Hill Carrboro community, which could include Hillsboro, Durham, Hittsboro, spots in between, because occasionally cool things. Murphy School.
And?
Farrington Village.
And?
You need a third one?
Yes, because I knew you wouldn't be ready for it.
Tanger Outlets.
But not...
Actually downtown Hillsboro.
Okay, great.
And maybe a Raleigh, you know?
Yeah,
sometimes
we
recommend places in Raleigh.
I can
not
also
super
name,
often.
I can also name places.
Yeah, yeah.
Pittsburgh, Seattle, White Cross.
Do not recommend places in Pittsburgh or Seattle. White Cross, we'll talk. Anyway, romance locally. This is what we do.
Yeah. So you say...
Yeah. We always have a prompt.
We do.
And this time I am told that you have.
Yeah. Speaking of Pennsylvania, my friend came down from Philly. And we kind of did just like a last minute date after my buddy Cameron peaced out. We played board games in Raleigh. I told Aaron...
With Cameron,
yeah. And his fiancée, Anna. We had a great time. And I told Aaron, I want to do stuff at like 4:30 in Raleigh.
Right.
But I don't want to drive home and then drive back. What can we do? So we went to go see a movie on a whim.
Yes.
And what a great idea for a date night. This is your whimsical, fun... A last minute date night.
All right. So
what do you do?
Where do you go if you have absolutely no plans but you're leaving for a date night right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
There is one person listening that will know why I am gonna get a Coke for this, and it's fantastic, so I'm very excited.
Uh-huh.
You should last minute on a whim. Go see as many pieces of the Uproar Arts Festival as you can, and then just duck into local businesses, restaurants, bars, and other assorted establishments in that area and comment on arts about, for example, cats.
I like that.
Yeah.
You do have one day left to catch it, so that's
cool.
Yeah,
you do. Correct. Yeah, so yeah. If someone were to have had a bet around, could you do an impulse-based thing that was actually aggressively time-sensitive, you might win that bet. So.
I believe our bet was has already closed.
Yeah.
Whereas with Uproar, it's great. This is a perfect impulse. Go out and do something. Like, you have no plans tonight. You have no plans tomorrow. Awesome. Go all around town. Check out all of the Uproar pieces, which are super cool. There's 60 of them. You can go to any downtown you want. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, which is in greater Chapel Hill, Carrboro. And enjoy, like, cool street art and do a cool thing around that.
I have heard that there are as many as 60 pieces.
There are exactly 60 pieces.
And also, if you timed it right, there is also a shuttle or bus or other means of public conveyance that will take you to a lot of those art pieces, which is really neat and really uniquely greater Chapel Hill Carrboro area.
Of the Uproar pieces that you have seen, and I know we haven't seen all of them, do you have a favorite?
I do. I think it's also your favorite because I'm a sucker for anything that's about like someone's kitten.
Yeah, is it the one in the Carrboro parking deck?
That is
correct. I just love the fact that they just like tucked an art piece away in the darkest like bottom corner of a parking deck. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, you should see that. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's very kind of punk art, rock style, but also, I think the first time I saw it and like the second time you did, there's a whole bunch of heartfelt messages written on the backside of the actual exhibit, which is amazing
also
and incredible.
Also super cool.
But you should go out, pick a spot that has a bunch of uproar pins on the map, and go and have dinner or lunch or breakfast.
This goes along with what my recommendation was going to be, which was to go to downtown Chapel Hill anyway. So you can go there and check out all of the uproar pieces on Franklin Street and such. But downtown Chapel Hill is a great place for a last-minute impulse. We don't have any specific planned date night because there are so many great places to check out in downtown Chapel Hill. So if your first idea doesn't pan out, you go there and, oh, it's closed today or it's super crowded, there's five other places within a stone's throw that you can go to, which are great. The specific place that I wanted to recommend, and this is also a good jumping off point in case you get there and the vibe isn't what you want and you want to go somewhere else, is to go to Graham Street and check out the Baxter.
Ooh, yes.
Play some pinball, play some video games with that special someone, have just like a casual drink and a casual time. And the best thing about the Baxter is that it rewards impulse. Like, it's the least, like, here's a planned outing. Like, you go there to have a good time when you're walking by and it's like, oh, this place has video games. This place has pinball. Let's just stop in and have fun. I mean, it's exactly that vibe.
I mean, the best thing about the Baxter is that they have a cat. It's the Baxter cat.
Does the Baxter have a cat?
Have you not seen like all the Facebook posts about like, please do not feed our very fat baby because our baby is very fat
I
and
guess
healthy?
Not.
Yeah, you gotta follow the Baxter on Facebook.
I'm gonna have to.
Always got amazing things going on there. Also, on an impulse, I'm just gonna sit and watch people lose at Donkey Kong over and over again, which is real fun on a date.
And that is date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.